Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect, we'll bring you part two of our conversation with Colin O'Byrne of Voice Ireland. Last week we chatted to Colin about the deposit return scheme, and this week Colin will outline some of the priorities of Voice for the coming year.
Yeah, and you know, you alluded to it earlier on when you talked about kind of growing up with the glass bottle return. I mean, a lot of my childhood was spent in various different ditches in Carlow picking out cans that we used to get a penny for. I remember that. I remember the sense of kind of civic duty that set me out to pick rubbish up off the road. Now, I wouldn't be encouraging my children to do that. It's not, the roads aren't what they were back in the day. But, you know, I do think that it is putting the onus on all of us to look at our consumption and to look at, in a very simple way, to look at the plastic bottles. And when you're just, you know, I often get, oh, mum, I'm thirsty after basketball training or whatever. And, you know, you kind of just run in and buy a bottle of water without thinking of it. But it actually is going to encourage us to really think about just how much we're buying and how we can very easily return it.
I think so. I mean, I'm as guilty of this as anyone else. There's a cost to convenience that we don't always think about.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I said, just the fact that you can just run in and buy bottles, that's great, that's convenient. But it also means that it's not just you and I thinking that, it's you and I multiplied by a million or 2 million. And that's where the issues come into it. Like, it's just so much packaging out there. I mentioned already how Voice like to say it's the products, not the packaging we're after. And yeah, convenience comes at this cost, where we just have so much stuff that it's really difficult to deal with. Now, I do want to say as well, and you've touched on it, how we did the deposit return scheme will kind of encourage us or impel us to think more about our actions. And that's all well and good. We should all be aware of what we're doing and how we're doing it, and that's good. However, I don't want to put all of the onus on us as consumers. I think most of us, if there could be a system in place where there'd be less packaging, we would take it. It's the producers who put all of these materials on the market. That's really where I want to see the pressure put, or Voice would like to see the pressure put. Yes, we're responsible for actions, and yes, there's things that we can do as citizens. But really, we're not the ones who are creating all of this stuff and throwing it onto the market. And it's not just bottle cans, it's fast fashion.
Yes, it's a consequence, I suppose, of modern living.
Exactly. So we want to, we work with, you know, with people, communities, and that's great. But we also work as sort of a, you know, government level to try and make sure that legislation gets through in the European, and we have partners in Europe as well, we work with this on, to try and make sure that the legislation is there to force the producers to change their game, so they're not throwing all this stuff down at us, and even for us to deal with. That's not fair. That's not right. And so, yes, we can do stuff, but really a lot of pressure has to be put on the producers on a European and even a global level.
Great to chat with you and get your thoughts. We might check back in with you in a couple of months when the scheme is up and running and see what your thoughts on it are. What are Voice Ireland, what are the main issues that you're looking at for the year ahead?
Oh, well, there's a myriad of things that we're always kind of looking at. So one of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to figure out, I'm not sure how up to date you are with the commercial waste regulations that came in last year. It's a very exciting area. I'm being sort of half facetious there. Basically, for commercial outlets, there's been a change insofar as previously commercial organisations were getting charged by the lifts, so their bins, how many bins were lifted, and they were charged like that. Okay, now lots and lots of waste isn't being segregated properly. In fact, most of what goes into general waste bins should really be going to organic or recycling. So the change in regulation now means that commercial outfits will be getting charged more for their black bin, their general waste bin, and they'll be charged by weight rather than by the amount of bins which are lifted. Now, organic waste, for example, the stuff we put in our brown bins or whatever else, we don't have compost situations at home, it has a higher moisture content. It's heavier than your normal waste. And if that's going into the black bin, then commercial organisations are going to be charged a hell of a lot more than they were previously because they're not segregating properly. So so one of the things we're working on now is how to try and work with companies, with businesses, to figure out how best to order their business so that the waste is segregated properly. So, like, we want to work with everyone to make sure that changes are made. And they're all little incremental changes, you know, but if you can do a little bit and enough people do a little bit, that's a change. And so that's one of the things we're working on, just working with businesses. We have cloth nappy incentive schemes. So we're working with Cork Maternity Hospital to try and get cloth nappies out to new parents, to try and encourage that, instead of, like, I think the nappy waste in bit, like, it's
massive.
Like, I don't know if you've got children, you know how heavy nappies are, and how often children tend to need nappies. So that's a massive, massive weight and amount of waste. So we're my mother tells me that, myself and my brother after me, we're all cloth nappies. And it's something we're trying to encourage again. Now, no one really wants to talk about it too much because, you know, it's nappies.
Who likes talking about washing poo?
Exactly, exactly. But actually, they're so much better now than what they used to be back
absolutely.
In Fado Fado in the 70s. And we have another new campaign actually called the Threads of Transparency, which is looking at textiles. The textile industry and the amount of waste that's created there is huge. If you'd like a good read, there was a report last year, I can't remember exactly who did it, but Trashin, a sort of a portmanteau of fashion and trash, Trashin came out, and it looks how so much of our clothing just ends up in countries in the west of Africa, and they end up not being sold there, and you have waste mountains and all the various social and environmental illnesses that flow out from that. So that's another one of the issues we're looking at now. It's a new campaign, Threads of Transparency. So we've lots of things like that, just working about trying to raise awareness, work with people, look for solutions, and we work with anyone who's really looking to, you know, really actively try and solve problems and move things forward in a positive manner.
An absolutely massive body of work there, Colin. Where can people find you to find out a little bit more about the work of Voice Ireland and the Return for Change campaign in particular that we've been discussing earlier in the earlier part of the interview?
Well, voiceireland.org is our website. You should be able to get everything there. Social media, we're there as well. Lord knows I never use it. They don't let me near it, which is just as well because I don't know how to use it. But we're
you're the vintage that was out in the ditches collecting the cans as well.
That's me. And they're happier that I'm not there. Anyway, Voice Ireland should find everything, but voiceireland.org for the main website, everything's there.
Brilliant. Colin O'Byrne, Return for Change campaign lead with Voice Ireland. Thank you so much for joining us on Ours to Protect and for being so generous with your time.
Etta, thanks very much. We're delighted to come on and speak with you, and all the best with Ours to Protect.
Thank you so much, Colin. Chat to you again.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.